I got yelled at. I was trying to vote today, and the mob got after me. Here's what happened. I was so ticked. I've calmed down. I've calmed down. Today, early voting in Texas. I had lunch with my brother. He said, "Hey, I just voted. You should go vote. It's down the street." Good. I'm going to go do it. Vote for Trump. So I go down to the early voting place. I walk in, and I don't wear a mask. Okay. I don't wear a mask. If I have to, if it's required, I will, but I don't wear a mask. So I walk in. There's no sign to wear a mask. So exactly, masks don't work. And I've already had COVID. I walk in, and there's a line of maybe about 20-ish, 25 people. And about four in front of me is this young man, I will assume his gender, who has like a little pixie haircut, swished, and he's been drinking a lot of soy. All right. He's got his designer one sleeve tattoo, but I mean he's a little guy. He's a little guy. He's got his hipster glasses on. And he looks at me and says, "You got a mask you're gonna put on?" But he didn't say it like that. He said it like in a weak way. And I just looked up at him like, "You talking to me?" I didn't say that. I was just like, look at him like, "What?" He's like, "Everyone's doing it." And I said, "No, not everyone's doing it." And I said it loud in the big boy voice. And then this woman, like three over, she's like, "All the smart people are wearing masks." And I said, "Well, I already had COVID." And when I said that, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but when I said I already had COVID, like all 25 people looked at me like I just walked off the leper colony and are like staring at me. And I'm like, I wonder if I can get kicked out of here. So I had a bandana around my neck like this. It was a blue one though. And I did this. I kind of pulled it up like that under my nose. And when I did that, the soy guy, he looked at me like he was Tupac and he was like, "Yeah, like I just punked you." So I was pretty upset. And then as I got closer to the front of the line, there was a sign there and it had a mask on it. So I went over and I read it and it said, "Masks are encouraged but not enforced." So I just took this off, put it in my pocket, and I just smiled at everyone. And because people need to see a smile. They need to see a smile. I went up to the ladies who were, give them your driver's license and confirm your information. They all had masks on. I didn't have a mask. They were sweet as could be, super lovely. The people around me who were the mask police were TO'd. Got my ballot, went in, voted Trump on my phone. I had all the pro-life, officially pro-life candidates already preloaded. So when I was in the voting booth, I made sure, as I went through the ballot, that I double checked and make sure that I ticked all the pro-life local offices, judges, Texas House, Texas Senate, everything. Did it all. Walked out without a mask. Went to the parking lot. Saw a nice lady also not wearing a mask on my way out. Smiled at her. She smiled at me. It was great. And then I was ticked. I called my brother and I was like, "You're not going to believe what happened to me. These mask police, this soy drinker guy, he was probably drinking Silk before he got in there. He's trying to confront me about not wearing the mask. And I made a big stink, didn't wear the mask and all that." And we just talked about what a bummer democracy is, that the little people who don't pay taxes and are just leeches that want to fight and confront people and impose, they want to impose their beliefs on me. But the second I talk about pro-life, "Why are you imposing your beliefs on me? Don't put your rosaries on my ovaries," and all that. It's really, really frustrating. So that's my story. I got yelled at while I was doing the early voting by a soft male who I assume was about 20, maybe 19, 20. And I feel sorry for him, because I assume, I mean, I don't know, maybe he's like the most awesome, virtuous Catholic, but his attitude and his demeanor were unsavory. So that's what happened. Why did I make this video? I want to encourage you, don't feel like you have to conform to all these people. If it's not required, don't feel the peer pressure to go along with the lemmings and go along with the crowd. The most frustrating thing as I left is I thought, you know, just wearing the masks on our faces, every single person in there, while they're in line, while they're voting, everyone has a billboard on their face saying, you're going to die. It's the most horrible time ever in America. Everything has failed. The economy is over. Just judgment, judgment, apocalypse, apocalypse, apocalypse. That's the billboard. It's a bumper sticker on our faces. And it's sad that most of the people went in there broadcasting this message. So I would say, when you go vote, if you possible, don't do that. When you go to church, it's possible, don't wear a mask. If you go to a restaurant, it's possible, don't wear the mask. Don't let them make you wear something on your face. Imagine if they made you wear a band around your arm. But this is on your face. And for our children too. So that's that. Make sure you pray the rosary every day. I'm going to go over some notes here, and I'm going to be back today in a little bit. And I'm going to go over some Vegano stuff. It's been a little while. Vegano's put out some great stuff, and I'm going to make some comments on what Vegano's been up to. So stay tuned. Maybe within the next half hour or so, I'll be back live here. Before I sign off, I just want to pray with you guys. We're going to pray for the election, and we're going to pray an Ave Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Thanks for watching. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. Pray the rosary every day, and I'll be back hopefully within 30 minutes.